Episode 951, Gratitude Leads to Greatness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy day, happy dance. It is Friday, yes, and it is confession day. And guess what? We are talking gratitude because you got to be grateful that the week is now ending and we've got the weekend to look forward to. Gratitude leads to greatness. We're going to go deep. It's going to be fun. Stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. It may be a way I start off every episode is happy day because I don't know when you listen to these episodes. But today I come with a saddened heart, a heart full of peace. And I want Barcelona and those who have been affected by the attacks to know that I am praying with them. And I know that each of you are praying also. We have a very unstable world, but we can do a lot about it. And I thought, what better way to talk about what is going on than talk about gratitude? Gratitude leads to greatness. We're leading our lives the wrong way. And that's a strong statement, I know, but I'm going to make it anyway. We're leading our lives from a selfish perspective. It's all about me. The world revolves around me. Back to school is happening. And I think about our children going back to school. A lot of your children have already gone. Mine have not yet. I get to keep them home for a little longer. Yes, I love my kiddos, so I love having them home. But what are we doing in teaching them some core values? And I'm not talking about just, oh, well, you know, we're just kind of living it up and we're doing what we want to do and we're all about the health and it's all about this fad and this. Well, what about the fad of basics? Building our foundation. What happened to that? We're missing that. We're missing that in our school systems. And more importantly, we're missing that in our family. I told you it was going to be confession day and I was going deep. This is going to be remained unedited. I'm not going to sit here and go through this. I pray my computer makes it through. You know, I've been having problems with it. So we're praying it through. One of these days, we will have a new upgrade. Yes, but it takes a little bit of time and planning. So that will be coming. But until then, we just got to pray through our episodes. And so today, I just really wanted to come to you from the heart. And I wanted to talk to you about gratitude. In a world plagued with disrespect and selfish motives, we have to remember that gratitude leads to greatness. You hear me say a lot of time on these episodes and on this podcast, I say one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And that one step at a time has got to include gratitude. We had an issue this week. And for some, that may seem very minor. I'm grateful that I have a garage where I can park my car indoors. But the crazy thing was, is my car was parked indoors and I couldn't open the garage door. It was broken. Do you know how frustrating it is to need to be able to get out of your garage? And it's a big size garage. And I can't because I have a big SUV vehicle. And on top of that, the door is closed and I can't get out. Little did I know that it was just myself and my three younger ones. And, you know, maybe as a team, as a family, we're very, very strong. You know, we're always stronger together. And so I called them out and said, I need your all's help. The door's not working. I've got to use the emergency release. And actually, before we got to that, I called my husband real quick and said, okay, now remind me what I'm supposed to do if a garage door doesn't work. And I thought I knew, but I just wanted that extra comfort. And so I was like, great, I got to get to work. I'll call you later. So the kids and I went off to rescue my car because it was stuck inside the garage. We wanted it to be outside. I had no other vehicle to use. And at that moment, do you think I was grateful? Oh, no, I wasn't. But as we went through the whole situation, and by the time everything ended, I was grateful. You see, the spring on our garage door broke. And I didn't know that or realize that. So we're sitting here lifting a garage door with no help. And come to find out, our garage door weighs over 200 pounds. Yes, it was me and my three youngest there. My two oldest were not there. I didn't have their strength. And daddy's in a totally different state, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away. And I was like, oh my goodness. But you know what? In that immediate moment, I was grateful that I had my children. I had family to call and ask for help and say, come beside me. I need you to do this. Was I frustrated? Oh, yes, I was. My son was like, Mom, I need to go to band camp. You got to let me out of here. And I said, sweetheart, I'm trying to get you there, but we got to get my car out first. Otherwise, you can start walking. He didn't like the idea of walking. He was like, I'm going to look a little funny walking to band camp with my instrument. And we live more than just a mile away from school. So it would have been a good hike for him. But also, when we're kind of stuck in our garage moments and we have these hesitations in life of like, why aren't things going my way? The world should be revolving around me. The crazy thing is, though, that's how we're living every single day. We're stuck in our own garages. And we're saying, hey, it's all about me. I want my food 2 minutes faster than what you just served me. I want to lose this weight 2 weeks faster than the 2 years it took for me to gain it. I want my kids to be absolutely perfect. But oh, wait, the requirement is I'm supposed to teach them. How well is life working for you living that way? Stuck in the garage. It doesn't work well that way. Well, the kiddos and I came together and we lifted up and hoisted that good old garage door about, I kid you not, probably 10 times because we had some cable issues. Yes, when a garage door spring breaks, it's not fun. And the crazy thing was, is come to find out after we got it repaired, it was supposed to be held up with two springs. And when they installed it, they only installed it with one. And I thought, oh my gosh, it would be us, wouldn't it? So maybe, you know, we wouldn't have had to have fixed the entire thing. We could have just done one spring. But on top of that, then I was like, wait a minute, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful because that garage door didn't fall on my car 2 or 3 years ago like it could have because it wasn't installed right to begin with. It didn't have the support that it needed, the foundation. Where's your life? Where's your foundation? What are you building your life on? Gratitude leads to greatness. Are you living your life complaining? Do you have more negative coming out of your mouth than positive? I know there are days that I feel that way, and my kids call me out on it. I don't always like it, but they call me out on it. Now, yes, I have raised them a little bit uniquely, some would say. I know. But that's why I'm here talking with you, because it takes a family and your family, and I care about you. Gratitude leads to greatness. So let me go back to my notes here so I don't get too far off track. Like I said, I'm not editing any of this. With back to school activities and a little chaos too, I'm sure you're trying to get those lunches prepared. You're trying to get the calendar reorganized because you're not used to always having a bedtime. You're a little more, you know, lenient on when they would go to bed. And now it's like, oh, you got to go to bed. They're like, but Mom, it's still light outside. I mean, I know, I hear it already. I was telling my kids, we're starting 2 weeks early this year. It's more for my sake than their sake. I'm like, I'm ready for bed at 8 o'clock at night. I've been going too long, too many miles in on these feet, and I'm done for the day. But amongst all this chaos, amongst trying to get organized from summer ease, the one thing we need to be teaching our children and modeling in our daily behavior is gratitude. So I went to the experts and asked. Yeah, those experts are my children. And I said, what is gratitude? What does it mean when I ask you guys, what is gratitude? I wanted to know. I wanted to hear it from their perspective. And this was a few of their answers. Being thankful and showing respect. And I said, okay, expand on that a little bit. And they're like, well, you know, obviously like please and thank you and showing, you know, I don't have to like that person, but I can still respect them. That, you know, I may not like what they're doing, but they're still a person. So I still have to be nice to them. One said, looking on the brighter side. Think about the positive, right? And then I said this one, and this was me saying this. I said, how about seeing light more than darkness? And my youngest perked up and he said, oh, I like that. We had an aha moment. And I told him that. I said, son, you just had an aha moment. He goes, really? I said, yeah. Remember when I just said seeing light more than darkness? You said, yeah, I like that. For him, he got it. That's what it meant. What is gratitude? Seeing light more than darkness. We got to figure out how to reach our children. Why? Because they're bombarded with technical electronics. And everybody else has beaten us, as in moms and dads, to the punch. And when everybody else has beaten us to the punch, what do we have left? We're only leftovers. Do we have any influence? I'm here to tell you, yes, you do. But you have to exercise that influence. You have influence over your children. You have influence over your spouse. That doesn't mean that you can go tell your hubby to go somewhere when he doesn't do something right. I did not tell you that, okay? Let's just be on the up and up here, especially if your spouse is listening also. But yes, you need to model that. We have influence on our spouse, on our children, on our friends, on a stranger. I can walk our neighborhood and run our neighborhood. And I know that I am influencing people who see me and that I wave. Because you know what? There's a lot of other runners and walkers that don't say hello or good morning or good afternoon. Now, we don't have to have a whole conversation because what? We're kind of in the motion of doing things. But we can still greet each other. We can still look at each other eye to eye. But how many people actually do it? We don't. We're hunkered down in what? Stuck in our garages. That's where we are. Well, if you want to be stuck in your garage, then you might as well go ahead and break that spring. You're going to have a heavy garage door, and you can just stay there for a while. But I'm telling you, when you open up that garage door and you have help doing it, and you get to the other side, it's much brighter. Seeing light more than darkness. Well, then I had to continue on the conversation with them, and I said, well, if you were to teach gratitude or show it, what would it look like? And my youngest said, care for people. That's what it is, Mom. It's to care for people. And I thought, wow, that's really, I mean, it was it. Care for people. There was no other explanation needed. That was what he thought he could best show gratitude. So I had to look up the definition. You know me and the dictionary. So gratitude means this, the quality of being thankful. Okay, makes sense, but it goes further. And I want you to listen to this with a very keen ear. Readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Is that the gratitude that you use on a daily basis? Or is it a subjective gratitude? The subjective gratitude that says, if it pleases me, then it's okay. I'm going with it. And that's awesome. Thanks so much. You have a great day. But if somebody says, nope, can't do that. Won't work. Sorry. Too bad. So sad. You all get up in their face, in their business, and you've got a hoedown happening. Gratitude leads to greatness. But how are you showing it? Are you showing it for convenience? Are you showing it to where the world is wrapped around you? Or are you using it as a serving mechanism to care for people? Serving is part of gratitude. Gratitude turns whatever we have into enough. Think about gratitude as appreciation, recognition, gratefulness, thankfulness. Why does everything have to be all about me or all about you? Most of these titles that I give out in these episodes revolve around what? You, the listener, you, because that's who matters to me. Now, yes, I do matter, and I realize that. But my growth is different. I'm here to help you where you're at. So you matter. So how are you showing gratitude? Are you living that? Truly, it's confession day. Because when we're caught in this world of turbulence, in this world of despicable, attitudes that I just kind of want to shake up and throw out the window, because I'm sitting here going, if I was to have done that growing up, let alone my father would have probably hung me out to dry, but it wouldn't have been accepted in the schools, wouldn't have been accepted in the church. And the people that I hung, quote unquote, hung out with in my community, somebody would have said, "Now, Christiane, that's not appropriate," or "You're overstepping your bounds," or "Let's go have a talk with mom," because I know that's not how she would want you to act. But we have no reserve anymore. We have no respect. Anything goes, and I'm here to tell you, no, not anything goes. We've got to start building our foundation again. And what better way than to start our back to school with that? Gratitude leads to greatness. And when you've got gratitude on your side, that means jobs become joyous. How many times do you get up every Monday morning and you're like, yes, I am raring to go. I cannot wait to go earn my hourly wage or my, you know, salary. This is going to be an awesome day. Or is it the dreaded, man, it's Monday morning. I really could just use another sleep in. I'm kind of tired of this. You know what I'm talking about. Because you've been there maybe too many times. Gratitude leads to greatness. When you have gratitude, chaos becomes order. You feel organized, put together, confident. Is that how you're feeling? Or are you just kind of hurry-scurried? You're just trying to get through the day like a little mouse looking for cheese. I gotta find it here. Oh, maybe I'll go over here, and then maybe I'll find it here. What is it for you? When you have gratitude, uncertainty turns into clarity. We all want clarity in our life, right? But we have to come from a point of gratitude. And with everything that's been happening in the world, and unfortunately at Barcelona, and again, I am praying for those that died and their families, for those that were injured, and for the unknown that we have no idea what is transpiring. And I know our family here is praying also with Barcelona. But when we need peace in a time of chaos, gratitude gives that to us. But we have to begin to stand up for that and say, you know what? It starts with me. I'm going to model actual gratitude. I'm going to stand up and build a foundation with those who I influence. And that doesn't mean that you have to change your language. There's no magic. You know, you don't need a special stick. You don't need to buy a certain potion. You don't need to drink a certain tea or work at a certain job. You don't need to be considered a coach. You don't need to have gone to college. You need to serve with gratitude, because gratitude leads to greatness. Think about how Jesus walked on this earth. I'm sure he had complaints. We know he did. He went off by himself and he would pray. Not just for a couple minutes. It was days upon days upon days. And I'm sure he had heart-to-heart conversations with God, saying, why me? Why? I'm not liking this. Don't like this feeling. Remember, Jesus was human. And I know if you really think about that and try to wrap our little earthly brains around it, it's hard to comprehend. Because we're like, well, he could have just clicked his fingers and he could have been gone. But that's not why God sent his only son to earth to walk in our path. So he would understand exactly how we feel. That's pretty amazing that God wants to know you so well that he sent his only son to die on the cross so he could understand his creation more, and that's you. You matter to him that much. If you matter to him that much, then don't you think we should be serving others in that manner too? Now, understand, there is a right and a wrong. There is a time and a place for everything. And safety is a concern. But when we sit here and come with a heart of gratitude, and we're lifting people up instead of always tearing people down, how many times have you put in a complaint with your favorite, you know, restaurant or store that you go to? You're probably pretty quick to complain to somebody. But when was the last time you actually said, thank you so much for serving me. You did an awesome job today. I just wanted you to know that. Yeah, we have to think about those things. We have to go out of our way. And that's your kiss for today. Go out of your way. Gratitude leads to greatness. How are you going out of your way today? What can you do? What one step can you take to build your child up? What one thing can you say to your husband that's going to enlighten his heart and make it pound harder and stronger? You're going to build him up. Because you really don't want to tear him down anymore. But you know what? Women, we're doing it on a daily basis and we're not recognizing it. We're tearing down our husbands. We're totally tearing down our children. I've done it. I'm guilty. And I have to own it. And I have to apologize to my children and say, I'm sorry, I was out of bounds. Please accept my apology. Will you forgive me? But that comes from where? A heart of gratitude. Go out of your way. Jesus did, and he does still today. God loves you right where you are, but he also has an expectation for you. And that is to do some of the basic things that he requires. And he requires them of us because he requires them also of his son. So it's nothing that can't be done. Go out of your way. Gratitude leads to greatness. There's no reason for us to sit here and add to the chaos of the world. It's time to bring peace. And if each of us work on this, that means we're not going to be perfect. No, we're still going to have blow-ups. We're still going to have arguments. But we can do it differently. And that will increase what? Our love for each other, our respect for one another. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Go out today and remember that gratitude leads to greatness. One step at a time is going to lead you to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.